Well, hello there, and welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we help military families PCS better. I'm your host, Lindsay Linton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. From interviews with military spouse real estate experts to fellow powerhouse military spouses, we're highlighting some of the major issues that impact military families when they move. And before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network connects military families with local military real estate experts all over the country. If you're considering buying or selling a home, go to milhousingnetwork.com or search us on Facebook. So let's dive in. Today's guest is a fellow military spouse and proud Mill Housing Network brand ambassador, Jillian Alexandria. Thank you for coming, Jillian.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We're excited. We're going to talk about two topics today that affect the well-being of military spouses and how to embrace the journey of being a military spouse with self-care. This is a hot topic and definitely something that I need to take notes on. So, Jillian, welcome to Mill Housing Nation.
Thank you.
Yay. Okay, girlfriend. So let's jump in. I want to talk about you personally first. So how long have you been a military spouse? And now how many PCSs?
I've been a military spouse for 7 years and we've PCSed 3 times.
Ooh. Oh, girl, you've been busy.
Yes.
Okay. So where have you guys been?
We have been to Port Hueneme, California, which is where we are now, and Virginia Beach.
Okay.
And Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
Pennsylvania.
Okay. I haven't run into too many spouses that have been in Pennsylvania. So now what branch are you guys in?
My husband did recruiting.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Got it. So how has military life impacted your career, Jillian?
I find that it's hard to get hired because people look at your resume and see that you've either changed jobs or you have gaps. Or, you know, they're concerned about how long you're going to be there. And they always ask that question in an interview. And I know that some people will not even say that they're a military spouse when they go in for an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like you sort of always start at the bottom in an office. And then there's sort of like no room for growth because they're just worried you're going to leave soon, and so they just don't like promote you or give you any more responsibility because they just feel like you're just going to leave.
Yeah, that is definitely something that I definitely hear from the military spouse community is that it's difficult. The underemployment is a big issue.
Yes.
So, and I know you're a brand ambassador with Mill Housing Network, but you also work for a couple other entities. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, I also do search engine optimization and write social media content for a company in Maryland.
That's awesome. So how did you find them?
I actually left a position at a law firm, and I had posted on LinkedIn that I was looking to do something where I was working from home, and an acquaintance of mine from a job I worked just after college actually reached out to me and asked me if I wanted to learn SEO.
Oh, hey.
So it sort of fell into my lap, which was awesome.
That is awesome because it allows...
I've been there over 2 years, so.
Oh, congrats. And you've been able to take it no matter where you go, right?
Yes. Yep.
See, and I think...
The best part.
Just for our listeners to know that it is possible to find employment... And to find employment that you can go no matter where, because I think a lot of the struggle that I hear from military spouses, they just don't think that those jobs exist, and you're proof that they do.
They do. You have to look for them, and you sort of have to like put yourself out there and just be open to anything.
Yes. Yes. Well, tell our listeners a little bit about how you found, you know, your position with us and what it exactly means to be a brand ambassador.
I actually saw the position on Facebook and then applied. And I think that being a brand ambassador is basically helping military families and showing them, you know, how to make this life work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Mill Housing Network. So.
Aww. Thanks, Jillian. We did not pay Jillian to say these things.
I think.
Well, and I think.
I think that.
Go ahead.
No, you can go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I love what the program does for military spouses like Jillian. And that was the reason why we created it, is we wanted to offer opportunities for military spouses that they could take no matter where they go.
And I think it's not just working for you guys for Mill Housing Network, but also Mill Housing Network sort of working for military spouses also.
Aw, I love that.
So it's not just me putting the energy out there, but it's also you guys putting energy out there for military spouses.
Well, that's definitely
something. Like, hey, we're here.
Yeah, and that's definitely something that we wanted to incorporate into the program is the go-giver spirit, and we wanted to make sure that we were providing value and community for the brand ambassadors in our program. So with being a military spouse, it can be fun and stressful. We want to give some of the tips that you have for military spouses on how they can take care of themselves. What do you got, Jillian? Give us your top three.
I said pampering, like hair, massage, nails,
this.
Joining a club or volunteering, and exercise.
You are the volunteer queen. Talk to us about all the things that you do, because, you know, all of my brand ambassadors, I follow them on Facebook, and I'm not stalking, but I love watching all the things that you do with volunteering. And it's like every week Jillian's doing something else with the military spouse community. Tell us more about how volunteering has helped you.
I'm the FRG treasurer for our command. It's family readiness group in the Navy. We plan events for families. So especially like right now, our command is deployed. Mm. So that helps bring the family someone to come to and an event to come to, so that they're not alone while their spouse is away.
And I think that's key, building that sense of community, especially when your spouse is deployed. And I think having other spouses that are going through that same experience to be able to relate to is awesome. What do you think? Why do you think self-care is so important for military spouses?
I think that self-care helps build a healthy life and helps you make healthy choices further down the road also.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's not just physical health, but mental health.
Yep. I agree with you. And I think
if you don't commit to, like, especially when they're away, not just when they're away, but that's a big part of our lifestyle. So when they're away, if you're like, you just sort of let yourself get into a slump, it's hard to get out of that slump.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's hard when your support system is away. I know I've gone through several deployments with my husband, and one very early on, I think was probably the hardest for me, was the first deployment. And it was because I had just moved to a new city. We had just moved in together, and then he left. And it was like, whoa, I don't even know anyone here. And at the time, I wasn't a spouse. I was a girlfriend. And so I didn't have the support of the spouse community. And it was hard. That one was really hard.
Our very first deployment, we were engaged, and he was in Afghanistan, and I planned the entire wedding.
He was
over there. So I was like, here's the invite proof, and he's like, just pick something.
Oh my gosh. As many military spouses do, they, you know, we plan the weddings, we plan the moves, we plan all the things without them sometimes. Well, now that this lifestyle, and we know that it's like a straight up whirlwind, from short notice PCSs to hectic schedules, and you have to really take the good with the bad. What are the three things military spouses can do to embrace the journey? Because I think you do a really good job of embracing the journey, Jillian.
Thank you. I think the number one thing that I do is I just try to think of it as an adventure.
Mm.
I mean, I think the best way is to just be like, you know what? Like, there are just going to be certain things you can't control, and you sort of just have to roll with it.
Yep. Oh, 100% agree. What else you got?
It's hard when you're a planner.
Oh, the planners go nuts in military spouse land. They're just like, what is this? And I think us military spouses that have been gone through a couple PCSs, it's like you start just rolling with the flow and you're like, oh, yeah, this is fine. But your first couple are rocky.
Like, I can tell you, our first one, when we, like, after we got all our stuff set up, and my husband, like, sat on the bed and he goes, there's something wrong with the bed. Like, there's nothing wrong with the bed. And he looks and he goes, yeah, they didn't screw the slats in underneath. So, like, they put it together, but they didn't really put it together.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, okay. Well, we fixed it. I mean, I think the other thing is you sort of have to, like, check in with yourself and sort of remind yourself how much you love your spouse or your significant other.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good
and
one.
And just because I know I get frustrated with him being away or him, you know, like, work making him come in at random hours or for random things. And I'm like, but at least he's employed.
Yeah.
And I love him, and this is our lifestyle. And
I love that you just embrace it, because I really do think that at some point, at least what I've noticed the difference between my military spouse friends and my civilian friends is that us military spouses just choose to embrace it and honor it for what it is and realize that, you know, for a lot of it, we're going to be alone on the journey, and that's okay. And our civilian friends look at us and they're like, what? And it's like, yeah, I do a lot of the things and that's okay.
So I get a lot of, I don't know how you do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, I just do it. I love him.
Yeah. Yes. My favorite one that I get all the time is like, did you really know? Well, you knew what you were getting into. And I just kind of want to slap those people and be like, nobody really knows what they're getting into until you've lived through
that's
it.
Right. So true. I mean, some of it you do. I mean, but your spouse can only tell you so much about the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, you know, you sort of navigate on your own. I think it takes a strong person to be a military spouse, because you have to be able to navigate by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was thinking about that yesterday. And I don't necessarily think that our spouses even understand some of the issues that we go through, because their military life is so different than being a military spouse.
Right.
You know, they're constant. And I have told this to my husband, you know, he's got a constant with his work. Even though we move, he knows that his unit or his work is going to remain with the Air Force. It's an unknown for a lot of military spouses. And that's a whole nother journey.
That is a whole journey.
It is a whole nother bag of something or other. That is for dang sure. So, Jillian, before we go today, do you have any lasting tips for our military spouses on self-care? What are some other things that they could do?
Build a strong network. Build a strong friendship. Meet people. Do not close yourself in your house.
That's a big one.
Don't meet anybody if you don't leave your house.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I agree with you. And I think a lot of it is building community and making friendships. I can't tell you how many times we've moved to a new base, and because of the friendships I made at my first base, I now have an instant friend because they're already there. And
right.
If you leave your house and you go to some of the events and you do some of the base things, you make great relationships. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to see those people again in your military journey.
Yes. I have one friend that I made when we lived in California the first time, and then we moved to Virginia Beach, and the year after we got there, she moved there. She's still there.
Oh.
But no, and it's a really good friend of mine, so it's just kind of funny that, like, I had a whole extra year with her.
Oh, yeah. And You know what I love about it, too, is you have friends all over the world. So if we ever wanted to go to Germany, you've got a military family that you can stay with because you have friends everywhere.
Yes.
I love that. So, well, Jillian, this has been super fun. Thank you so much for taking time with us today.
I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. If you want to get more information on today's episode, definitely check out our show notes. And if you want to connect with Jillian, who is one of our master brand ambassadors, you can always visit us at millhousingnetwork.com. Look for our podcast tab, and Jillian's episode's going to be displayed right there. While you're there, you're going to want to take a moment to browse some of our past episodes. If you're interested in working with one of our awesome realtors, Jillian's link to get connected through Jillian is going to be on the podcast episode. So definitely click on that. By clicking on Jillian's link, you're directly supporting a military spouse. So I encourage all folks that want to get connected with our realtors to work with one of our brand ambassadors. So don't forget, you also want to head over to iTunes and subscribe to Mill Housing Nation because now we're in the iTunes. So I'm Lindsay Linton. I want to thank everybody for taking a moment out of their day to listen to Jillian and I, and tune in next week as we give another awesome interview to another military spouse. Jillian, I want to thank you again for being a guest, and I want to tell all of our listeners, bye for now.